These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor. Because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them, dear blog, yesterday I was giving a speech over at WellCare Health. Sometimes businesses will have me come out to sort of tell my story and sort of inspirational life lessons that I've learned along the way. I feel like it's a non-professional TED Talk almost sometimes.
Oh, I love it.
Of what I'm giving. So I do my spiel, and then there's a Q&A, and lots of great questions. And there was one lady, Angela, who's got up and said, this isn't really a question, this is more of a comment. She said that when you and Holly were in Los Angeles at the American Music Awards, you told a story about how you were interviewing a celebrity, Bryce Vine. If you remember, he does the song Drew Barrymore. And she said you were telling the story about how during the interview, you remembered as you were doing prep for them that he is the son of a soap opera actress who was on the soap opera that you loved. And they were telling us, our bosses at the time, to like keep the interviews very focused and just talk about their song in and out quick. But part of my speeches I was giving was about being authentic and being yourself. And I was like, I have to ask about his mom. And so I sort of broke from the script of the interview and I was like, okay, so I know that you're the son of Eve Russell on Passions from back in the day. I absolutely love that show. And in that moment, I didn't know if he'd be like, can we just focus on me and not my mom? But he was like, oh my gosh, my mom would absolutely love that. Yes. And so we actually did a little video that he sent to his mom. And I was just like, oh my God, that's crazy. So I told that story on the air when we were in Los Angeles. And she said, Angela at WellCare, who was watching me speak, said, because of your story and you trusting your gut and being authentic to yourself, I was able to have a very honest conversation with one of my bosses because it just motivated me that if you were able to do that, that I can do that in my own personal life.
Yeah.
And I just, after I left the speech, I sat in my car for a second and I said, I'm just so grateful that we are able to have this platform to be able to help in any small way. Like when I was telling that story about Bryce Vine, I in no way was like, go out and live your best life and da 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 and go out.
It was more of a funny story, actually.
Yeah, exactly. And so it just made me so happy that we can be able to do that. But then you can also do that for us because I was having a pretty crappy day and that turned my day around. Mm-hmm. So this is a two-way street and I'm just so appreciative of you and the Miguel and Holly family and how you support us and we can support you at the same time.
I love that. Oh, okay. Dear blog, excuse me, my boyfriend's birthday is Saturday, and I was going to be on it because I'm not very good at preparing celebrations. I'm just, you would think I would be. No. If you knew my mom, she is very good at preparing for celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
She will get a card in the mail with a week to spare. She used to prepare for Christmas Eve at our house like 2 weeks in advance.
Yeah.
I don't do any of that, and maybe that's why. I don't know. Well, I was going to be on it this year and plan like a little celebration for my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I had planned, he didn't really care for that.
Oh.
So then he took over the planning and he's having his own little thing because he only wanted like two people, like basically to go to dinner with.
Oh.
And I just feel like I am the worst birthday party planner. And on top of all of that, I don't have like a big gift. Like, you know what I mean? I have like...
How do you not have a big gift?
I have small gifts. But the problem is, I don't have like the one big one. I have one big one for Christmas, which is in a couple of weeks. But I don't have the one. Do I need the one for the birthday?
I mean, if you don't have it now, like you might as well just not. I mean, you can't...
You just tell me to wrap it up?
No, I'm just saying that like if you don't have that big gift, you only have a couple of days
I
now.
I know. So I mean, what can I do? What should I do?
And you just have to pay for dinner. I think you have to pay for dinner.
Okay.
Maybe, you know, it'd be great because this is where I am good at planning parties. I love doing this sort of thing.
Yeah.
If your boyfriend is a fan of breakfast in bed or do something early in the day where it's just the two of you, that's more special, like a couple's massage, or maybe you have a picnic for lunch, something out on the water.
Massage. Why didn't I think of that?
I told you I'm good at this, Holly.
I want to ask you, because this is then you're going to be like, why do I have to plan your life and the show?
You know, I don't mind.
Okay.
Listen, The more things I can be in control of, the better it is for me.
Oh, yikes.
So if you need me to help plan something, this is what I've done for my roommates all the time. I helped him get a gift for his sister's wedding to plan their bachelorette party. Holly, this is what I do, okay?
All right.
I'm here for you.